BBC Three Counties Radio. A music teacher from Luton is hoping her latest album will hit the big time with a release through Universal Music. It's one of the, they are the big label, of course. The former school teacher and BBC sound engineer wrote and plays all the instruments in Boxed In. Janine Elliott now teaches at Greenbank Music Village in Luton. Her single Bright Light is due to be released on June the 12th. And joins us now. Janine, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the programme. Have I got this right? So Paul McCartney has one of your former albums?
Number 44. I happened to be in the studio, working for the BBC at the time, actually, and I was setting up the studio for him when he was coming in and busy playing one of my albums, so I thought, see what it sounds like. It's the only thing I had with me. And he loved it, and he said, can I have it? Where can I get it? Can I have one? So I just gave it to him.
Because you're not going to say no, are you?
So. No, exactly. I was hoping he'd make me famous and put my address on it, but hey, I don't know where he's put it now.
Listen, it's quite something. So you're setting up, it sounded, you set up the stuff, and so Paul McCartney's there. You play a bit of your album, quite rightly. Good ploy, by the way. And he likes it. Well, that's clever, that's good.
It was good working with him, but he liked the music. It was good.
Well, that's fantastic. So who is your inspiration? I mean, what's the history here, Janine?
Oh, wow. Well, I did a music degree, so I was very much involved in acoustic music, electronic music, concrete, that sort of thing. And I loved electronica a long time ago. I won't give the dates away, give my age away. And basically, I love that sort of music, so that's inspired me a lot. I'm very, very thick textured music as well. There's a lot of bland stuff out at the moment, and my music is very thick, very expressive. And if I can cry when I listen to it, then it's done its job.
I'll tell you what, if you ever get music that makes you cry, you've got a good track there, right? You have quite a few albums behind you now, apparently.
Yeah, this will be my 51st. A couple are up on available. One can buy there online and right. All the various places. But this one is a lot better. I've really put a lot of effort into this. I started it New Year's Eve, would you believe? I liked it so much. They liked it so much. A company that heard it.
You've played a lot of music. Is there not that notion about keep wanting more? I mean, Ed Sheeran writes hundreds of songs for his albums, but he puts 10 or 11 on there.
I started doing my albums really as sort of love song music, like a love letter, but it was music to a friend when I was at university. That was the sort of first couple. And then I thought, well, let's just keep writing. So I've just kept writing. Some of the stuff's been used in film and radio. I've had it played on radio and so on. So I've really done it for myself.
Look, getting Universal Music on board is no mean feat. So are you hoping that this 51st album is the one that might perhaps just make the business for you?
I hope so. The last track on the album is really my sort of cry for someone. Come on, just something happen, please. It's quite ironic.
We wish you well. It's a big industry, a tough industry to break into. Where can people see you perform anywhere?
As well as teaching music, of course, I play with three bands. I'm allowed to mention their names?
One's
Triple Click, The Journeymen, and RNR. So they're my sort of three bands I work with.
Three bands. Which one's the best band?
Oh, Triple Click, I think.
Okay. And you're giving a recital at St Luke's Church, I understand?
Yeah, on the 24th of June.
That's in Luton, 2 p.m.
In Luton, just sort of playing classical music and just mucking about, really.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Don't worry if this one doesn't do the big business, the big breakthrough. If music is your passion, just keep doing it.
Exactly.
Eventually, if you build it, they will come.
Hopefully.
Said somebody.
I'll see what happens.
Quite was. Janine, nice talking to you. Wish you well.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
If you missed the JVS show this week, you missed.